The keyword Medicare help.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 70 degrees in Topeka, 74 in Lawrence. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show in the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Coming up in our next half hour, the radio rivalry, KPR's friendly competition with Mizzou's KBIA. Finished up this weekend, we will have the official winner announcement in approximately 12 minutes. Many thanks to everyone who made a pledge during the drive to help us beat KBIA. Border rivalry plus public radio equals the best kind of competition. We'll tell you how it turned out, all coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
As far as the weather goes, 50% chance of showers this afternoon, near steady temperatures in the 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain, slight chance of storms after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, slight chance of rain in the morning, highs tomorrow in the lower 80s, and tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. We'll see a gradual warm-up as we head toward the weekend. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Emporia. It is 3:20.
It's been burrowing into U.S. critical infrastructure, lying in wait to shut off water systems and spread fear in the event of a conflict, like if China wanted to invade Taiwan.
So, I don't scare people, I give people the facts. And the fact is that they're here, and if we were to lose our supply of semiconductors on top of our
cuts to U.S. contributions.
It's got great potential, and based on the potential, we'll continue to go along with it, but we got to get their act together.
The future role of the U.S. at the U.N. on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Your hosts will be Leila Fadale Martinez and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the leadcenter.ku.edu.
Coming up, we're going to give you the big reveal on who won the radio rivalry. The time is 3:30.
Essential.
From bulletproof whiteboards to drones, after these news headlines.
And you are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson, jumping in instead of the news. We've been talking about it for days and days and days, and it is finally here. The radio rivalry, which has been going on between Kansas Public Radio and KBIA Public Radio in Columbia, Missouri. Joining me is Joanna Few, and she is our development director. Development, kind of a catch-all term for the person who makes sure the lights stay on and coordinates all of our membership activities and fundraising. So, first of all, Joanna, can you tell me how we got the idea to do this?
Well, we have to give full credit to KBIA and Becky Smith, their health reporter, who called me out of the blue one day about a couple months ago. And she's like, I have this crazy idea. This rivalry is coming up. Like, can we do something about it and benefit, because we're both we're here at KU. We're an affiliate of KU. KPR is, and KBIA is an affiliate of Mizzou.
Mm-hmm.
So she introduced the idea, and they really developed the whole concept around the rivalry. 1 point for one donation, 2 points for a new donation, and just like a friendly competition between the two stations.
To make the quote-unquote border showdown, which yeah. I grew up hearing as the border war,
yeah.
into something that is actually beneficial for,
oh, yeah.
for both, because we were talking about getting members and mm-hmm. new members and just sort of reaching out to a different group of people. Maybe people who are big, big sports fans maybe
yes,
didn't feel like they had
exactly.
much of a stake in public radio, but this allowed them to do that.
Yes. And, you know, public radio stations all across the country are going through the same situation right now mm-hmm. with the loss of federal funding. So we were really trying to find a new fun way to engage new donors. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, this is where the idea came from.
Okay. So we started, was it on Friday we started taking donations or Thursday?
It was on Thursday.
Thursday.
September 4th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know we talked about it a lot, and the stakes were whoever won. Well, it didn't matter. Both stations, that it's like, we are going to play mm-hmm. the winning state's state song.
That's right. Yeah.
Which suddenly really put the pressure on us because, you know, we aren't yeah. real familiar with the Missouri Waltz over here
yeah.
in Kansas. Most of us.
I had never heard it before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Until this competition.
Until this competition. Yeah. So, all right. Without any further ado, we are ready. We are going to play the state song of the winning organization. Are you ready? Here we go. Woohoo! All right! All right, so that means that KPR won. That's fantastic!
Yay!
Thanks to all of our donors. 272 donors.
Points.
Points,
yes.
As compared to 138 points for KBIA. Thank you so much for learning this, and we go back to NPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you hear directly from people in the headlines, whether you agree with them or not.
Zohran Mamdani, presumptive Democratic nominee for mayor in New York City.
Thank Steve Bannon, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
Steve, always great.
That is Tricia McLaughlin. She's Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at the Department of Homeland Security. Madam Assistant Secretary.
It's our job to bring you different views and to question everyone fairly. Join us weekday mornings.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Congratulations once again to the KPR listeners for winning the KPR-KBIA radio rivalry. It's kind of exciting. We never done anything like that before. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the U.S. Supreme Court allowed the Trump administration to resume immigration raids in Los Angeles. Now, these had been blocked by a lower court judge who said the operations targeted people based on their race. Nina Totenberg will tell us about this Supreme Court advisory. Coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of rain. Lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the morning and a high in the lower 80s.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center and the Downtown Underground Concert Series, presenting Welcome to the Machine, a Pink Floyd 50th anniversary, September 12th through 14th. Information and tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Juana Summers. Over the summer,
attention at progressive.com/careers. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, at macfound.org.
Listen while you make breakfast or drop off the kids. Listen for a quiet moment to yourself. Listen for an informed start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way with Jay Schaefer as your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
It's 74 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
Go and hope that that is not your fate. Brian, thanks so much for talking us through it.
My pleasure.
Brian Frangie, he's creator and curator of AppleRankings.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series. Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We're going to talk about the Ryan Routh trial. He is the man accused in the attempted assassination of then-GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump. Jury selection began today. We'll tell you what we know. We will also tell you more about a new satirical comedy about Luigi Mangione, the alleged killer of the former CEO of United Healthcare. Also, we're going to talk about problems in Europe regarding glaciers. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Tonganoxie Arts Council, presenting the Kansas Storytelling Festival, Saturday, September 13th, 5 p.m. at the Tonganoxie Community Historical Society, open to the public. Details at TonganoxieArtsCouncil.org.
Later this evening on your KPR One station's Evening Classical with Destiny at 7 p.m. A little bit of Bach, a little bit of Mozart, a little bit of Schumann. That's on KPR One. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, stick around for This American Life. 50% chance of rain tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. A little warmer tomorrow. Highs in the lower 80s with a slight chance of rain in the morning. It's 4:20.
World leaders are gathering for the United Nations General Assembly, and there are big questions about the future of the UN's finances. President Trump is warning of cuts to U.S. contributions.
It's got great potential, and based on the potential, we'll continue to go along with it, but we got to get their act together.
The future role of the U.S. at the UN, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning for Morning Edition. Your local host tomorrow is Jay Schaefer.
Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It's 65 degrees in Manhattan, 74 in Atchison, 71 in Topeka. It's 4:30.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street as investors wait for a report on inflation as well as the job market later this week. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A proposal to process and recycle industrial waste in the Kansas City, Kansas neighborhood of Armordale is meeting with opposition from neighbors. We learn more from Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The company ReWorld has leased a spot in the Armordale neighborhood of Kansas City, Kansas, but is still going through the permit process. Residents hope to stop the waste plant. Betty Paws has lived in Armordale for 50 years.
Air quality, the odor, the noise, the traffic for the kids. You know, on 14th Street, to the kids, that's just another street in our neighborhood.
Trucks would come and go hundreds of times daily. The site is less than half a mile from an elementary school. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
An organization that preserves Kansas and Missouri history by supporting rural museums and Civil War sites finally received its federal funding after 6 months of waiting. Johnny Slaughterbach of Freedom's Frontier National Heritage Area says the $500,000 of funding was already allocated to the organization, but the Trump administration set it aside for review. It was finally released this month, just weeks before the end of the fiscal year when it would have expired. Slaughterbach says it's unclear why it was withheld, and the waiting put the organization in a precarious position.
We're unsure whether or not we'd be able to operate much longer beyond January of next year.
He says federal lawmakers from Missouri and Kansas helped secure the funding and are trying to ensure it's not withheld in the future. The first World Cup ticket sales begin this week for soccer fans in Kansas City and worldwide. Hallie Jackson reports.
Between September 10th and 19th, Visa cardholders can enter a lottery for the chance to buy tickets starting October 1st. They'll be able to buy for all 104 World Cup matches, including the 6 at Arrowhead Stadium. Team matchups will be announced in December. Prices will start at $60 for group stage games and rise for later matches. And many outlets, including ESPN, report that FIFA will use dynamic pricing, meaning ticket costs could fluctuate over time. Additional lotteries are also planned, and exclusive hospitality packages are already available. I'm Hallie Jackson.
It's 4:35.
Support for NPR.
I'm inviting you to the debut of my new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Join me on September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, where I'll share the story of my career reporting American history as it unfolded, from the Chicago 7 to Charles Manson to Agent Orange. Details and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the company Pray.com is using artificial intelligence to crank out Christian videos. It's an effort they call the AI Bible.
The AI Bible is a way to really bring these stories to life in a way that people have never seen before.
More on this controversial approach to spreading the good word coming up. We'll also learn more about Italy's support for Gaza, all coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of rain and a slight chance of storms after midnight. We're expecting a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the morning and a high in the lower 80s. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Manhattan, 61 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Moving business forever forward. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
You might hear some people you agree with on Morning Edition and some you don't. That's the point. Different views for a full picture of the news. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence and it's 5 o'clock.
In Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact, and the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
It's 74 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Topeka. It's 5:06.
News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
If you missed the big announcement at 3:30, Kansas Public Radio triumphed over KBIA in Columbia in our radio rivalry competition. So let me know. We played Home on the Range. So thanks to everyone who got involved in that. Kind of a fun way to mark the big rivalry. Didn't turn out so great on the gridiron. It was kind of a crummy weekend all around on the gridiron. But nonetheless, try to make lemonade out of lemons. We think it went well. Thanks so much to all of you who made a pledge.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
News headlines coming up in just about 11 minutes. In this next half hour, we'll be talking about congressional gerrymandering. We'll also talk about the end of the DREAM Act. Also, get you an update on tickets for the World Cup. It's all coming up here on KPR. 64 degrees in Manhattan, 64 in Emporia. It's 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence. It's 64 in Emporia. The time is 5:30.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing Democratic Governor Laura Kelly in a dispute over food assistance data. A federal agency has requested information from Kansas and other states about recipients of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Kelly's administration has refused, citing privacy concerns. Now Kobach is asking a state judge to force Kelly's administration to turn over the data. In a press conference today, Kobach said withholding the information violates federal and state law.
It was set up this way to ensure that there's not fraud and abuse in this massive welfare program which the federal government created and the states administer.
Kelly's administration says the state could risk legal liability for sharing the data. An organization that preserves Kansas and Missouri history by supporting rural museums and Civil War sites finally received its federal funding after 6 months of waiting. Johnny Slaughterbach of Freedom's Frontier National Heritage Area says the $500,000 of funding was already allocated to the organization, but the Trump administration set it aside for review. It was finally released this month, just weeks before the end of the fiscal year when it would have expired. Slaughterbach says it's unclear why it was withheld, and the waiting put the organization in a precarious position.
We are unsure whether or not we'd be able to operate much longer beyond January of next year.
He says federal lawmakers from Missouri and Kansas helped secure the funding and are trying to ensure it is not withheld in the future. Well, it was a sad weekend for many area football fans. The Chiefs lost Friday night, and then in college football, both KU and K-State kind of dropped the ball. Greg Eklund has this wrap-up on the Big 12 teams in Kansas.
1 week after losing to Tarleton, the Jayhawks suffered their first loss of the season at Missouri. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, 50% chance of rain tonight, slight chance of storms after midnight. Lows tonight in the upper 50s, tomorrow mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the morning and a high in the lower 80s. It's 5:35.
All things considered from NPR News.
Hey, it's Layla Fadel. Whether it's a roadside stop in Missouri,
they have like signs and billboards. It says a very big halal, you know, so.
Or in a forest searching for brook trout.
It's just cool. Cool to see them persist and knowing they've been here for so long and they still find a way to make it.
Morning Edition from NPR News is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow, you will hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Stick around. Coming up in our next half hour, the latest on the Supreme Court decision regarding ICE raids in Los Angeles. We'll meet a guy who runs a website entirely devoted to apples, not the computers, like the fruit thing you eat. Talks about what he thinks is the best apple. He has like a whole ranking system. We'll meet him coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight. A 50% chance of rain. Slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow mostly sunny. Slight chance of rain in the morning. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 71 degrees in Topeka, 73 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 6.
And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Lawmakers, activists, professors, musicians, scientists, parents, friends, and neighbors hear from them all weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines coming your way in 60 seconds. It is 6 o'clock.